אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר זוהר לעם כרך
יהודה. We are reading from Zohar for All. בשלח, then sang Moshe. 207. You can watch our lesson at kav.tv. Send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Zohar for All. בשלח, then sang Moses. 207.
Well, Zohar is a remedy, a charm. It is written everywhere that in the remedy of the book of Zohar, the people of Israel exited Egypt, exile. Today's exile, those days' exile, doesn't matter, it's one of the same. So, exile means we are in darkness, when we do not feel or understand anything but the exile. And from within that, longing to the opposite thing. So that the entire exile is the vessel in which later on the light is revealed, the champion of the world, Aleph, out of Galut, exile, become Geula, redemption. So we need to discover the Galut, exile, and the lack for the letter Aleph, and then by the addition of the letter Aleph, we are coming to Geula. Accordingly, we are shifting from one structure called Galut. This is the state, a lack in Aleph. This is the state within exile that we are lacking Aleph, truly feeling that it lacks this quality, this letter, and coming to Geula, redemption. The difference between Galut, exile, and Geula, redemption, is that in the exile, Galut, we are feeling that all our troubles are a lack of connection. That's specifically because we are incapable of connecting. We are not being rewarded, resembling the Creator, being as the place for Him to reveal and enjoy. So the entire exodus from Egypt, as a matter of fact, is a transition from separation to a connection in order to give pleasure to the Creator in it. Well, let's try and think about it and do the prayer of many. Yes.
Then sang Moshe, 207. Happy are Israel, for the Creator desires them more than all other nations.
Galgaltainaim versus Ahab.
And for all the love that he loves them, he raised for them a prophet of truth and a loyal shepherd, and evoked upon him the spirit of holiness more than all the loyal prophets, and took him verily out of his own share from the thing that Yaakov gave of his sons to the Creator, which is the tribe of Levi. And since he was his Levi, the Creator took him and crowned him with several crowns, and anointed him with the holy anointing oil of above. Then he elicited the spirit of holiness from his sons unto the world, and girded him with his holy sashes of the great faith, which is Bina. 208. When the time came for Moses, the loyal shepherd, to come down to the world, the Creator took out the spirit of holiness from the quarry of the good sapphire stone, Malchut, which was concealed in 248 lights, and illuminated it. He crowned him with 365 crowns, and stood before him, and entrusted him with all that he had, and he gave him 173 keys and crowned him with 5 crowns, and each crown rises and shines in 1,000 illuminating worlds and hidden candles in the treasures of the upper holy king. The Zohar explains the Mochin that Moshe was rewarded with before he came down to the earth. It is known that the order of the Mochin is that in the beginning he receives Vak without Rosh, Chasadim without Gar. Afterwards, he receives Gar, that is discerned as Neshama, then as Chaya, and then as Yechida. It is also known that 248 is considered Vak and 365 is considered Gar. This is why it was said the Creator elicited a Holy Spirit from the carved sapphire of the good stone Malchut, which was concealed in 248 lights, and it shined upon it. And by this Moshe attained Mochin de Gar, and he crowned him with 365 crowns, and he stood him before him, Mochin and Gar, and he gave him 173 keys, the lights of the middle line, which are called keys, because the lines right and left cannot shine until the middle line comes and opens them up. And then the middle line receives the full amount of the lights which made him come out in the two upper lines. And from the right line, he receives 100 lights, all of his 10 sefirot, because they are the light of Chasadim. And from the left line, this is where the light of Chochmah receives 70 crowns only, and not the Gar of Chochmah. And therefore, he is lacking 30. However, he is integrated with Gar, and they are considered the number 3 only, and therefore there are 173 keys. Afterwards, he explains Mochin de Chaya. It is written that 5 sides, that he crowned him with 5 crowns, Chagat Na, and each crown shines in 1,000 worlds, which are the Sfirot of Abba V'Ima, where each Sfira is equal to one number, 1,000. Subsequently, he explains Mochin de Yechida, which are hidden and clothed in Upper Abba, the lights that are concealed in the treasures of the Holy Upper King, which are the lights of Arich Anpin, Yechida, which are concealed and are clothed in the Upper Abba, which is called the Upper Holy King. 209.
If there's any questions, I don't know. None? Mm-hmm.
Microphone.
Adam, צריך לרצות.
A person should want to come out from the darkness of Egypt, and that should be an unbearable state.
Yes.
So how to make it so that he is not just running away from an unpleasant feeling, rather he wants it to be the dominion of the Creator, and he is determining.
According to our nature, we are incapable of staying in an unpleasant state, unless inevitably someone pressures me, someone holds me, and then I want to run away. However, cannot, and I'm in an uncomfortable state. It could be physically, say someone hold me, and someone else, someone grabs me, and someone else inject me, like with a baby. Well, due to a lack of choice, this is how it is done. Or it could be a social pressure and I have no choice. The society pressure me, and I receive this pressure. What can I do? And I perform it, meaning I'm in a state that I'm suffering. However, they are pressuring me, and I cannot escape it. Right? Etc. Meaning, according to our nature, everything that is not according to my spirit, my mind, I run away from it. Anything. This is the desire to receive. Even 1 gram of being uncomfortable, I want to remove it away. However, there are all kind of pressures, problems, calculations, whereby then I found to be suffering inevitably, and accordingly I continue. However, it is not because I desire so, rather I am in a under pressure. This pressure is called exile. That pressuring me, can I remain and suffer? Now you're asking the other way around. How, due to being in a certain state, how could it bring me to extra suffering? For me to feel that I am in the suffering of Egypt, that I'm truly in the terrible bad, and I'd like to come out of it, then as if there's no problem. If you're telling me that if I put myself in a state that I'm suffering, first of all, I'm incapable of putting myself in a state of suffering. I can't. I must have justification for that, or social pressure, or a goal that shines from afar, some present, some reward. If I'm a pure net desire to receive, right? I'm incapable of doing something bad to myself. There must be a great reward, something that the reward is more than the pressures or exertion, the current ones. So how do I bring myself to such sensation as in Egypt? First of all, I don't bring myself to Egypt in things that do not relate to spirituality. Meaning, I don't come to a state of I must put myself into sorrow. I can't. A state of my life is difficult. I can't. It is written that once they used to do it, but no. Meaning Egypt, for me, must be a state that is very unique, whereby I am suffering from... What am I suffering? From not being able to connect with further broken parts of that one single soul, that I cannot connect with them because between us there is the governance of Pharaoh, and that state whereby he is ruling and I cannot do anything, I can't remove him from between us, and anything I'm trying, I'm incapable. This is called Egypt. Where I am, or how much would I give? I'll give it all in order to kill this Pharaoh, in order to pull it out of me, or in order to raise above it. There are many discernments here, within it, outside of him. Why is it, let my people go and I'll work at, within Egypt, and how do we go, etc., and how do we pull out the vessels? What does it mean to pull out the vessels and Pharaoh remaining alone in Egypt? Only Pharaoh remains alone in Egypt. In Egypt, there remain nothing besides Pharaoh. Everything else is being taken out of Egypt, either dying there, those desires, or are getting pulled out. taken out. So all these discernments, first and foremost, are A, towards the not corporeal problems, and not towards certain different discernments as a life of sorrow, studying, of knowing all kind of things, etc. Rather only towards one thing, connection. Connection between us in order to reveal the Creator in it, and by doing so, give Him contentment. He wants us to reveal Him. So we must work in the group constantly over that point, that this is what I'm lacking, the connection. Just to exit my ego. If I just want to exit my ego, then I want to exit it, indeed, could be, because it brings me all kind of troubles. Personally, it brings me all kind of troubles. So you are longing to shift from a small ego to a greater ego, a more sophisticated one. It is yet your inclination to worship the same Pharaoh. However, working outside of Pharaoh is only under the condition that you are longing for Chibur in order to discover the form of the Creator and bring Him contentment. When you are taken upon His form, when you desire to resemble Him. We need to scrutinize the point very well. Yes.
And if I long for unity as a reward, it doesn't mean that this is an egoistic desire.
Connection as a reward?
Yeah, I look at it as something pleasant, exalted.
Who isn't long for that? Also a landlord, a boss that have 1,000 workers, he want to have a connection between them for them to work well, to have it comfortable and work well, so that they won't stop one another in the work. Also in prison they want it so, also in the gang they want it so, everywhere they want it so, also in every family. There's desire for a connection to be a nice, pleasant connection. Meaning, what do we want? A state called Chibur, a connection. The goal, yes? The state is only a mean. The goal is to feel comfortable in it. Love. Say corporeal love, yes? Who wants to connect? Why? I feel pleasant about it. What's the problem? Who doesn't understand that? That isn't called, sorry, but it isn't called exiting the klipot, the shells. Yes.
So this is exactly the question. How to come out from such an attitude? Yeah, it's true that connection is good and I want to come out into something good.
Hence, you have an instructor pointing out to you what to pay attention to, how to do exercises, and how to advance towards the correct state. I have no... we'll work more. I'll tell more a bit, but... The main thing is to understand that point. The main thing is to understand the point that Exodus of Egypt is the first point of connection between us. Not yet being as one man with one heart, however, to some extent for it to happen. Too long, well, obviously, all the actions are done by delight, but longing for it. From that state, you're already longing for the state of Mount Sinai, where there is a proper birth. Now is a process of birth, as if there are labor pains, exit of the embryo through this water, through this place of birth, and that, hence it is called with sorrow, as in narrow place, tzar, the place of gvot, a mighty place, a place of birth, and then you come to the state of Mount Sinai, as and today you've become as a nation. This is the act itself, the first connection between the broken parts of the same soul called Adam, whereby they already come to a certain form of a nation. Nation called a soul, not yet corrected, however, where there is the initial connection between them. Later on, 40 years of Sinai, desert of Sinai, where there is a connection between them on the degree of do not undo to your friends what is hated by you, where they can accept and tolerate one another as, let's say, good neighbors. And then further, the land of Israel, it's even greater chibur, integration. The land of Israel, it's already an integration. It's a long path of corrections. However, there's nothing more critical than the birth. Even in our life, it is yet dangerous, it is yet unknown. Well, we'll continue. Given once a year, has a just before Pesach, seemingly. Did you work yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, you see, now you've received awakening. Well,
and the same egoistic attitude. I know that my attitude towards unity is egoistic.
All right.
Is this the Pharaoh facing?
So you don't work against Pharaoh, you are hugging with him. All right, so what? The main thing is that it advances you, that you understand how he plays, how your ego plays with you and trick you in each and everything. It is desirable, however, for you to pay attention how from within it does to you, and if it, I do that, he's doing that. If I'm doing this, he's doing that. And also what I'm doing, it's also him doing. When you're discovering in whatever you think and whatever you want that it is your ego who did it. And also once he did it to you and he tells you, you must work, you must do something, you must get up. And that too is him who is doing. Thus, accordingly, he brings you closest to a state where you discover how harmful he is. And this is also him doing it. This is the posterior of the light. And accordingly, by these rounds, we discover that we can't exit it. That it's really, you see, that you're spinning and spinning and spinning all your being, all your thoughts, all your desires, everything, when you're coming to a point whereby it is the posterior of the Creator. And then you're helpless. But you've come to the truth that it is the Creator who arranged for you existence from absence, being His posterior. And by that, you already come to the point of connection. Because where His posterior is, precisely there, on the other side, is the face. And that transition is called or passage is called the Exodus of Egypt. Hence, it is called 49 Gates of Impurity. As you're coming to truly the rudiment of the evil inclination. Well, later on, we discover it over the left line, right line, along the whole path. However, now, at least for that contact with Pharaoh and the Creator are both sides of one supreme force. Well,
Eli from Netanya is saying the story of the Exodus from Egypt sounds like a miracle.
Miracle? It is written that it is a miracle.
So who is worthy of coming out from Egypt?
No, miracle is called the following. Well, there are a few conditions for a miracle where I cannot predict or preempt it, if we speak in respect to me. I can only prepare myself, however, when is the right preparation? I don't know. it could be from now to now. That's one thing. Second thing, a miracle called when I am activating here a mechanism that is above nature. It is above nature, shifting from the current nature, from this degree to the spiritual degree. This is called birth. This is above nature. What does that mean? When I begin to receive from my desire, when I'm in order to receive, suddenly I activate the light that affects me and give me the quality of bestowal. This is in it as if there is no cause and effect. There is no connection to the next state. You should understand that I am now on a degree of animate. And suddenly I receive the speaking degree. Light entered me. Ruach, that does not belong to me whatsoever. How could such thing be? Just as from the vegetative occur, from the still occur, the vegetative animate, etc. So there is an additional godliness. There's a godliness addition here, coming as if from above and permeating the matter, as if so that indeed in the matter there's no preparation for it. As much as I wander around and with my desire to receive, as much as I work with it, I never come to the desire to bestow. I don't want to bestow. It could be in a state that I make it so big that it's like, nevertheless, it would always be to some extent for myself. When I come to $999 that the friend owes me, and I think that's it. It's already, he already gave it to me. Instead of $1, I see $1,000. It's really like I see it as $1,000. Nevertheless, this single dollar remain connects me with my desire to receive, and that connection I cannot cut off. And all of a sudden from above comes the light and cut off this connection from me and give me his nature. This is called above nature. This is called a miracle. A light that operates in the Exodus of Egypt, we'll learn maybe over Passover. It is the light of birth. It is truly God, the Chokhmah that shines in a form, hence it is coming on the one hand a great darkness, and this is an action from above. That's it. We do not see it quite in a corporeal action. Well, in birth, hey, it was inside, it came outside. However, we need to understand that it is a shift, a transition from one nature to another nature.
A student from Chicago is asking, how can we help each other to maintain happiness and gratitude to the Creator through the difficult conditions that are revealed in the Exodus from Egypt?
Of course, tough situations are revealed. Now, recently I received complaints from all the groups. I don't want to mention what groups, and I don't want to say who's writing to me, but many people are writing that they have problems in their groups. They are not capable of connecting with one another, incapable of looking at one another. These guys don't come, those have left. Those suddenly their groups who've divided into few, suddenly someone from a certain group feel like organizing his own group, and he take a few friends, and they're disconnecting and organizing another group. And more and more and more. We need to understand that it is on the path. However, although it is corruptions, these are corruptions, however, corruptions without which it is impossible. You see how I treat it. All right, I've heard. this and this happened with us. What should we do? All right, I've heard you. What should we do? There's nothing to do about it. If they hear the lessons and take what was said in the lessons to some extent, then they'll advance. If they don't accept it and they don't hear, they're incapable of realizing, then not. And there's no more to it. In my work, I'm very limited. However, everyone should know that this is towards serious states in the Exodus of Egypt. This is what it is considered to be under the ego. It is yet, could be that it's already approaching 49 gates of impurity. In each and every degree, we have 49 gates of impurity. Each degree finishes, starts and finishes. So everyone who's greater than his friends, his desire is greater than him. They're developing much more. There's signs of the 49 gates of impurity more than in Egypt. Not yet as in Egypt, but towards us, it is serious. So the pressures that apply on the little ones, of course, they are little pressures versus the ones applying to the great ones. However, these are pressures, and with respect to him, it is important. It is tough. Hence, I simply warn those groups whom are feeling themselves shattered that now it is the time to unite and specifically, possibly through that, you'll be able to reveal that leap called spiritual birth, Exodus from Egypt, specifically in the States where you see yourselves as not getting along in any possible way. It is worthwhile gathering all these sediments, all these problems, all this shattering. It's worthwhile gathering yourself, taking yourself together, and trying to connect, and will reveal again more and more kind of such states that you cannot tolerate one another. Again, you connect, and then within a few hours, within a very short time, you'll be able to come to a state from which there'll be birth. However, till then, until it will happen, you should know that the states will be unpleasant, tough to connect, above the hatred, above the distance, above all kind of calculations. It is uncomfortable. This is not good. Well, yes, Kfir.
A few months ago, we were concentrated in the point of conception.
Yes.
And now we're talking about the point of birth. So what should we relate to? I feel very far away from the point of birth, although I remember a few years ago when we spoke about the Exodus from Egypt, I felt that we're there, and now I don't even feel in point of conception.
How did you then interpret the Exodus? In all kind of nice depictions for yourself. You haven't yet criticized it, but this is how it was. Exodus of Egypt, I'm coming out, I'm strong, I'm spinning everything around, I'm willing for everything, I'm opening it all, great knowledge, a great feeling. I'm truly understand, feeling, controlling, eternal, whole. Oh, this is the Exodus of Egypt. Now you need to understand and accept with the fact that the Exodus of Egypt is the opposite. The opposite, because then you had the egoistic form. That the Exodus of Egypt, it is that I have nothing and I don't want anything, that I want to connect with everything, with everyone, in order to give it all to everyone, in order to be outside of myself, to pour myself outwards everyone. in order to connect with them and care for them like a mother for her babies, with no reward, only to be given the care, only to be given the ability and the desire to do so. This is called the self of the Creator. This is what I want. This is what for me is considered exiting from exile. This is called redemption, to have the ability and the will to resemble myself like that to the Creator. Also, resembling myself to the Creator seems a bit like a reward. So here, there's no reward. Only the reward is in me entirely a bestower, and everything, and I do not feel myself either. This word that I'm not feeling myself also might be as a reward, because if I'm in trouble not feeling myself, that's already good. So, meaning everything we're talking about, accessing ourselves to the quality of bestowal, it might be interpreted as me getting rid of my ego, and that's her word. So it is difficult for us to imagine that, to describe that. However, if we start moving towards discernment in the group, that's already something else, because that's already more tangible. Being connected with everyone in such manner that I want to serve them and to care for them and to give them it all that they need in order to satiate any lack they have in corporeality and any lack in spirituality. Well, corporeality in a basic essential manner and spiritually up to the end of correction. This is what is considered for me redemption, because this is the form the Creator is longed for towards the creatures. Today, nevertheless, you are closer to it somehow than prior. And this is all by the light, through the influence of the light, it occurs with you. It talks of a story that the Exodus in its advanced states is very fast. Initially, 7 years of satiation. What stories? The minister of the drinks, the minister of the cooks, this way, that way. What do we need all these stories? It all like dragged. The last states are very limited, very concentrated. And I'm telling you, you are right in them. You can accumulate them into very proximate actions and exodus. However, once more, exiting Egypt, tearing out the barrier like we once yelled, this is called to be drawn to a connection and reciprocal service within the group. Yes. That's it? Well, let's let Dudi... Oi.
What is that connection that brings us out of Egypt?
From Egypt come out only vessels, desires that wish to connect between them. This is called that only the aspect of Israel exit Egypt. All the rest of the parts of the desire to receive, which have no inclination to connect, are dying in Egypt as the soldiers of Pharaoh. All right? Or not? This is how it is written in the story.
That is fine, but I simply don't understand what is the connection that we're working on. We, in the group, what are we working on?
Yes.
So what do we work on?
And in order to reach a connection between you, and are you capable or incapable of connecting? Possibly, and the people of Israel sided from the work that you cannot connect between you, and then you are crying out to the Creator to nevertheless give you a connection or perform a connection in you.
So what is our work? To work on the prayer for connection, this is what we're working on?
The prayer cannot come just like that, artificially. A prayer is the work of the heart, because at the end of all the efforts, as I see that nothing depends upon me, at the end of all the efforts, there I'm bursting out with a prayer. I can't now, soon 6 a.m. we'll pray. That's not a prayer. Meaning prayer can be only according to the state in the heart. Hence you might be at this moment at a state called the Day of Atonement, and then at 3 p.m., just in case, yeah, just like that, coincidentally, you might be in Passover, etc. It's timeless. It cannot be bounded by time. It's a state, yes.
So same thing about the connection.
Accordingly, towards connections, correct. So what? So why are we preparing it for today, for now? Because there are superior lights from the end of correction that passing from above down through all the ladder of degrees, descending even down to this world and providing even in this world. Even in this world, they are providing a certain small illumination. A certain small illumination. And we want to arrange this illumination with all the upper lights. We are longing for the lights of bestowal and love. The love of others. Yeah? We want it all to connect together. Up to Ein Sof. Hence, we, even in this world, in the branches, we are celebrating those things, and even in corporeality, wants to resemble that, especially the holiday of Passover. Because the rest of the holidays are very exalted. The year of the Sukkot, the hug of the right, hug of the left, there are such big surrounding lights. This is it all begins from this month will be the head of your months. This is the birth, the exodus of Egypt. Hence, it is the closest spiritual route towards us. It's him, and I'm here, and the rest is there above. Yes.
So what do we do with that route? What are we going to do now?
Wanting to be close to it. Close to it meaning beginning to connect practically as much as possible. As much as possible. It is, as a matter of fact, a sign of Exodus. The Exodus of Egypt called the first connection between us. And afterwards, we add to that point of connection more and more and more flesh. Well, meaning desires. More and more and more desires. However, the first initial contact is the exit. Hence, the exodus of Egypt is called birth, the birth of Adam. What is Adam? What we are capable of gathering out of the broken parts between which there is ego, and we, although the ego, are capable of skipping and connect between us. This is called a miracle indeed, where the light affects and give us that opportunity. Had it not been for the light, how was it possible?
So what is this addition of the connection in practice? Because we were getting into a week where we're going to be a lot together with many of lessons.
We must prepare ourselves very strongly towards that state and try and come to it practically. And this is how it is in all the groups throughout the world. And let's hope that we'll do it. There is time. No, in spirituality, there is no time. They can do it, or we can do it within no matter how much time. And even temporarily, to ascend to that state and then descend. or coming to it in the second Pesach. Those who are incapable of coming to it in the first Pesach have the second Pesach. There's such a day, you know.
What does it mean to connect in practice?
So that our hearts will touch one another in one point. There's a point contact. Yes.
So simply to long for it to happen?
Doing actions, practically such actions. The prayer cannot pass, it cannot awaken in a person had it not been through necessity. Necessity in our world, we are intentional in this world, and the necessity comes from action. When practically I am doing something and tripping, and I'm incapable, truly tripping, then from that point begins the prayer.
How dissemination in such a time can contribute to this initial connection between us?
In everything. It will help you further than even if you are in work with more than if you were in work with friends. That will help you even more so, because then you will feel the necessity in connection with the friends, because you're going out. You succeed or not succeeding outside, you'll feel that it all depends on the group, that you have such big group, so strong, gives you such support. You've studied in it, you belong to it. Eventually that will give you more. Besides, we cannot exit Egypt without taking vessels from Egypt. When you're going to external dissemination, you are connecting, you are adding these vessels, the external connections, which yet are not, you are not yet connecting them to connection. You will need them later on. However, if you're not gathering these vessels, tools, you have no exodus from Egypt. You have nothing to exit for. What will you connect out there? Only in order to be born, and then that's it? By what would you grow? Only by now you having to go even prior to the exodus of Egypt and slightly receive from them some vessels. Lacks. Corporeals, ordinary, what could be the desires of the Egyptians? What tools can you take from the Egyptians? Desires that are food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge. However, later on you are sanctifying it, passing them first through the golden calf, then begin to correct. Meaning, you are discovering in them first what are they in and of themselves, those vessels of Egypt. But it is the golden calf. It is the god of Egypt. And later on, it's correction. Gradual. Well, let Kfir ask.
We just asked the question I had.
So, give it back to him.
If I have an opportunity in this time of Passover, either to be with my friends or go out and disseminate, how do I decide correctly what needs to be done?
Go out due to you being connected with the friends. You need to connect. There must be maybe a few times a day an opportunity to connect with the friends, and the connection with them, and then you're going out. However, it's worthwhile. These are the days. These days are very beneficial for it, spiritually. Yes. In general, for the connection of the nation, this state is good. There's no better state than the. It's a bit less in Hanukkah, coming closer to Purim. Very beautiful, good states, and Passover. After Passover starts the descent. Yes.
What should I come back to my friends after going out to disseminate in this time?
With what?
after I go out to disseminate, what should I come back with to bring back to my friends?
You need to return to the friends with the sensation and the words that there is no better society than our society, that thanks to it, I know how to approach each person in the world, or any person in the world, and demand of him, and to explain to him, and demand of him, truly demand even, to join the correction of the world, and what support do I receive from the group, how does the light come, that effect during me being with them in that explanation. In short, I don't know how to say it, but a great thing. Yes.
And from the friends, what do I take with me when I go out and disseminate?
From the friends, you're taking the power. You're taking power. That's it. We'll continue. Who? Alone. All right.
One of our lacks of the 99 who came to us is that they don't understand us, that the unity, the connection is the solution for all problems. How do we take that lack into our unity inside a group during Passover?
I didn't quite understand the question. I understand. We are saying that the connection is, the unity is the solution for any problem. Any problem in the world is the result of the shattering, right? As we are distant, every solution is in us connecting, uniting. That's simple. To us, it's clear even as a scheme. It just must be in our mind and heart in a way that is simple, necessitating, obligating. It's not quite there, but nevertheless, we need to try and maintain that. Now, how am I passing this simple principle to someone, right? Draw it to him. That this is Adam, you've read, or such Adam HaRishon. Afterwards, a broke, shattered. We are all parts of it, broken parts. If we'll connect, we'll reach. You can't explain that. It's very difficult for a person to imagine this. Some body that broke into some parts, the desire is the body. How do you explain that the connection, the unity is the remedy for everything? Due to what we are seeing nowadays in nature. As we see, everything is one, everything is connected, everyone depends upon everyone, all the degrees of nature, still vegetative and animate, humans are depends on one another. Human beings cause harm to entire nature. It is considered that we are not connected. Whether you want it or not, check out what we are doing. It's not only just some layer there in the air or some carbon dioxide or our problems with the in everything. We simply destroying the whole nature. They say that soon there won't be fish remaining in the ocean. That's it. You can see through all the systems that we are in a world that is round. Everyone connected to everyone. And in such manner, we stand no chance. If we want to succeed, or at least exist, we must also be with the right calculation towards ourselves and towards all the environment in which we exist. I don't know. I have so much material about it also in my blog. Take something from there, maybe. Yes.
I want to talk about our work in the group. We always say that our success lays in the preparation. How do we in the group prepare ourselves for that lack? How do we prepare ourselves to fulfill that lack? Because they don't understand us and our message.
Sit, unite, and talk. Because you already understand that you do not succeed passing on the message. So sit and discuss among you how should you pass the message. And it's part of your inner work also. It's not just like that. You discern as work on the outside to the work on the inside. And I don't discern that at all. I do not. If you are not coming back from the outside with a sensation of success, but a strong, clear, or a sensation of lack of success, a clear, strong sensation, then you won't succeed either also in the inner connection with the group. You need both. Pass him the mic.
I see a problem not in our explanation. There is no problem to explain. It's written in your blog and your books. The problem is in showing an example. People don't believe that it can happen because it's really above nature. There was never a connection before in the nation and in general. That's the problem. Show me an example. Where is health? Where is your good relationship with your wife? If we could have shown an example, a role model city or a country. And also, there is history. If we're talking about different populations which seemingly were connected 100 years ago, then we saw how everything failed. So you can't tell them it succeeded because I have the surrounding light, the creator. Obviously, you can't say that. So that's the problem, an example. If we could have shown once an example in every area of one's life, we would have been successful, but we see that we too are not an example in our group. We try, that's true, but we have the good intentions, the right intentions, but we also don't set an example. So I don't understand how we can do that without an example.
We have no example. You're right. Also, had there been, what example could you show that we are nice, getting along, connected in what? Well, everyone walks with a certain red butterfly or bow tie. Why would you show them that we all connect them? In what sign? Through what sign? I don't know. Hence, on the one hand, the crisis works. On the other hand, our explanation, our propaganda. We'll talk about it. For the time being, we'll move to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together. בואו נגלה את הקשר שבין כל האנשים בואו ונראה מעבר לכל ההבדלים בואו ונגיד ביחד שאנחנו מוכנים להתחשב בכל הפאזל בו כולנו חלקים בקרוב הקץ למלחמות הקשר שקושר את הלבבות נתחבר כולם ביחד ונתחיל סוף סוף לחיות Come on everybody it's this connection we reveal Come on everybody let's discover what's concealed Come on everybody let's unite and seal the deal Let's join our hearts together so we can finally feel Sing what a message we will send
נתחבר כולם ביחד ונתחיל סוף סוף לחיות.